From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Tonight in Seattle, baseball's defending champions, the New York Yankees, are playing the Seattle Mariners in Game 2 of their playoff series. The Yankees won the first game yesterday, 4-2. Whichever team wins 4 out of 7 takes the American League pennant and advances to the World Series. NPR's Tom Goldman reports that this contest between Seattle and New York is one of the most highly anticipated in years.
It's hard to be objective about this American League series when you're wearing a t-shirt that bears the indelicate slogan, Yankees suck. But Seattle Mariners fan Ken Boyer tried. Standing in a beer line yesterday at Safeco Field, Boyer paused for a full 15 seconds, his brow furrowed, lips pursed, before he finally admitted that, yes, the Yankees are the ultimate test for his beloved Mariners.
In fact, I almost kind of view this like the Super Bowl week of the World Series. We're playing the National League as almost a consolation prize or something. I mean, this is what we need to do. This is why we're here all season, to win this series.
The Yankees have won the last three World Series titles. The 2001 Mariners tied the record for most victories in a regular season with 116. Beating the Yankees and then winning the World Series will confirm Seattle's greatness. Stopping the Mariners will symbolize the continuation of New York's dynasty. Super Bowl indeed. Fueling the intensity, at least in the stands, was the fact that the big showdown almost didn't happen. Cleveland nearly beat Seattle in the first round of the playoffs, and many still are marveling at New York's historic comeback against Oakland. The Yankees were the first team ever to win a best 3 out of 5 series after losing the first two games at home. Asked whether he feared a letdown against Seattle after the excitement with Oakland, Yankees manager Joe Torre said he would be nervous if his team weren't so experienced.
I put a lot of weight behind the fact that you have experience, because I think it eliminates the unknown. You know, what's it like?
Yesterday, the Yankees played as if they knew exactly what a big game is like. Pitcher Andy Pettit dominated Seattle, allowing only 3 hits in 8 innings. Most important, he didn't give up any to Seattle's most important player, outfielder Ichiro Suzuki. The former Japanese All-Star sparks the Mariners' offense as their leadoff hitter. Keeping him off base is a key for the Yankees in this series, and Pettit won the first battle. Through his translator, Suzuki said he did what he could.
Well, of course, everybody wants to have a good result, and everybody wants to get on the bases. And then I always do, you know, as hard as I could. And then I don't have anything to shame of my performance, so because I do all the time at 100%.
Suzuki mastered American baseball his first year, leading the league in hitting and stolen bases, but he's going to have to work on his cliches. He may have to give 110% because 100 might not be enough against these Yankees. Since the turnaround against Oakland began, they've been playing as if they will not be beaten. Perhaps that's being fueled by a special connection to their city, which, as it digs out from the World Trade Center rubble, is trying to prove that it cannot be vanquished. Still, there was hardly a feeling of inevitability in the Mariners' locker room. Players talked about doing their part to make sure this series lives up to its weighty expectations. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Seattle.